Welcome, everyone. I'm Sue Barber, author, former IT director for a Fortune 500 company, turned executive coach, and this is the Visibility Factor podcast, where we explore how to raise your visibility and play bigger at work and in life. We'll explore key topics and welcome guests that help you shift your thinking about yourself so you can see new possibilities for your leadership. I'm on a mission to create a visibility movement for leaders to show their value and be seen for their true talent. Are you ready to take the next step towards a higher level of visibility for yourself? Let's go. Today's episode of the Visibility Factor podcast is brought to you by Amplify You, the ultimate program designed to unleash your full potential and amplify your success. Imagine having a personal coach cheering you on, guiding you through a journey of self-discovery, and helping you break free from those limiting beliefs that have been holding you back. That's exactly what Amplify You is all about. Whether you're a leader now or aspiring to be one, this program is your ticket to a more confident, empowered you. It's like having a supportive friend in your corner encouraging you to dream big. It's about having the career success that you want and creating a life you truly deserve. Amplify You offers a unique experience to help you build the confidence to tackle any challenge life throws your way. If you're interested in learning more about the program, please visit susanmbarber.com and click on the menu item Programs. Are you ready to transform your life and your career? Let's make it happen. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Visibility Factor podcast. This is Sue Barber, your host. Today, we're going to talk about the topic of letting go. We have opportunities to let go of things and perhaps people that don't serve us anymore. We struggle with it because we grew up with messages that told us we need to make it work. Keep trying to make it work. And if you don't, you're a failure. You should give it your best effort, of course, but if it doesn't work out, it's okay. I'm here to tell you that letting go may be the better option. It is easier and so much more empowering for you to live your life that way simply by letting go. You have to judge that for yourself. But in my experience, it has helped me tremendously. So I wanted to share a story. A friend recently decided to change careers to do something new. It wasn't an easy decision, and she thought about it for over a year. This new job would be a fresh start, but there was a fear of leaving the career she loved behind. She was giving up what she went to school for, what she had done in multiple places, and it is what she thought she would do for the rest of her life. So why would she leave? No matter what she did, her management didn't see all the great things she did. They had come in and taken over the company, and she was from the old regime, the previous management. It didn't matter that she tried so hard to be what they wanted her to be to the point of unbelievable stress and anxiety. She could never fit the mold. Once she could see that she had been treated poorly, and once she accepted the fact that she had more value than that, she had to make a tough decision. Sometimes you have to let go of the dream that you have for yourself and go somewhere else where you can be appreciated and valued. Here's a quote for you. Be strong enough to let go and patient enough to wait for what you deserve. I think many people hang on for such a long time because they don't believe that they deserve something better. Holding on to something so tightly because you want it seems like it makes sense, but it doesn't usually come to you that way. It comes to you when you let go. It doesn't mean that you stop doing things to make it happen, but forcing it doesn't work. Sometimes the only way to be happy is to let it go and explore something new. How many people are in jobs, like my friend, where they dread getting up each day and feel like they have no other option but to deal with it? It may be hard to imagine when you are in that type of situation, but there are plenty of happier places to be that will value you, see your strengths, and be happy to have you on the team. I have seen it happen. But the pain needs to be so great that change becomes the best option. If the fear of change is bigger than the pain, then they will stay and keep putting up with it. My hope is that you listen to this podcast today and think about your own situation. Let's just think about what the options could be for you and explore some possibilities. So imagine for a second, you're lying in bed and you just have woken up. You hit the alarm clock or the alarm on your phone, and you remember that you're starting at a new company today. You become filled with energy. You're excited and nervous all at the same time. You get dressed, you go to work at your new company, and they welcome you into the new family. What would that feel like? For many, they've never experienced it, but you get to. They have a whole plan worked up for you. They offer to take you to lunch. They offer to introduce you around and make sure that you're set up for success. You feel like you must be in a dream because you've never experienced anything quite like this. You wonder if it's going to be the same way on day two. You go in on day two and it's the same. People are kind. People want to know your story. They actually want to work with you. Your new manager sits down with you for a conversation about the work you're going to be doing and the people that you're going to be working with. She says how excited she is to have you on her team and asks what she can do to support you during your first week at work. You try not to show the shocked look on your face that someone actually wants you to succeed because you've never experienced it. You don't know what to think. Is this real? Is it going to stay this way? Inside, you might be waiting for something to go wrong or someone to say something mean to you because that's all you know. That's what you've been living with for such a long time, and it's going to take time to let that go, to realize that that's not how it has to be now and not what you have to live with anymore. Now you are going somewhere that will actually help you grow. You have new possibilities to explore now. You can try new things. You can show how much you can do. It may not feel real yet, but you know that it is. It's time to let go of what was and start to focus on what is. The longer you hold on to the past, the more challenging it is for you to move forward. Now, I recorded the last episode on acceptance, episode 107. So if you haven't listened to that yet, it might be helpful to help you move towards acceptance of a change like this. But I'm hoping me sharing that story with you gives you some ideas of what's possible for you. If you are in a situation that's really challenging and you are in more pain than you'd care to admit, maybe just think about what it could look like if you could move to something else. It could be really joyous. It could be a great experience and a great culture. Now, I mentioned that we sometimes will hold on to old things because it's comfortable. It's easier. You know everybody. Change feels hard. You don't want to have to start over. But what if that is the thing that makes all the difference to your career, to your growth, and your life? Would it be worth it then? When I work with people who are going through a career transition, they have a lot of hidden fears about making a change like this for many reasons. It can be scary. The unknown is scary, but it's only scary until you give it some time and experience this new role or company. It's no different than when you started at your old job. It's just a new first for you. What if you could see it as letting go of something that didn't serve you and see the new role as an exciting adventure that will help you grow? So I wanted to share a few examples of what letting go can do. I listened to a story not long ago from a meditation teacher who was supposed to be writing his second book. He was stressing himself out with the multiple ideas he kept trying to turn into books, but yet none of them worked. A friend told him, maybe it's time to give up. Now he hesitated to do this because he was the breadwinner of the family, and this was the only way he would get paid, was to actually complete this book. However, he thought about it and took the advice of his friend and told his publisher there would be no book two. He let it go. He let go of what he was trying to force to happen. 3 months later, he was asked to co-author another book that changed his life. It opened up all kinds of possibilities and opportunities for him. It was his book too, but it happened in a different way than he imagined. He let go of the fixation that he had had to create a book two in a certain way. Once he let that go, it showed up in his life in a much better way. So about a month ago, I watched the Grammys and Miley Cyrus went up to accept the award for a song called Flowers that she wrote and sang on her album. Mariah Carey was the one to give her the award, and Miley felt that it was the perfect moment to share a story that she had heard. She said in this story, there was a little boy who was trying to catch a butterfly. That was all he wanted to do, so his parents bought him a net to try to help him do that. He tried repeatedly to catch the butterfly that he saw, but he was never able to do it. Dejected, he sat down and just gave up. As soon as he sat down, the butterfly came and landed on his nose. She compared this boy's experience with the butterfly for her song Flowers that she wrote. She surrendered to what she felt was right to her and wrote that song, which awarded her her very first Grammy. She'd been forcing things to try to happen with her songs in the past, and when she surrendered and let go, she finally created something that resonated with so many people. The next example is from a friend of mine who wrote an article on LinkedIn who also talked about surrendering and letting go. She said sometimes the bravest step is to let go of a role, a project, or path that no longer aligns with our aspirations, maybe opening doors to unexpected opportunities for growth and fulfillment. Sometimes letting go is the only way to unlock the door to the next level of your professional journey. I loved the way that she wrote that. This was definitely true in my case. Had the merger not occurred, I may not have left. It was comfortable for me to stay there, but imagine all these things that I have done since then, they would never have happened. I know I made the right decision for me. And the last story I'll share with you is about George Clooney, the actor. When he was at the beginning of his career, he wanted the roles that he auditioned for so desperately. And he kept thinking, if I just get this role, it will be the solution to all my problems. What he came to realize, though, as he auditioned, is that he was the solution to the director's problem. The shift in mindset helped him go on auditions with more confidence and without any expectations of outcome. He was no longer desperate. Of course, we know the rest of the story. He has been in plenty of big roles that made him very successful. So I'm hoping that you can see through these different examples and stories that there are ways to look at letting go as a positive, to start to look at where you might be the solution to someone else's problem instead of seeing yourself as the problem. Life is too short to be miserable and unhappy, and letting go of something that you are suffering through can help you. Would you be brave enough to try? I'm not saying it will be easy. I'm not saying that there won't be some challenges that you'll face, but you'll never know if you don't try. Nearly every person that I worked with from craft went on to bigger roles, became more successful, and gained so much perspective about how much they already knew that they never felt like they were appreciated for. You can't always see that for yourself when you're in it, only when you leave. That learning and growth would never have happened had they stayed at the company. You can still be grateful for the experiences that you had and turn those experiences into something great. What if your new company sees you as a complete rock star? Someone who does everything right, someone who knows just what to do, someone who is making a difference and a huge impact at this new company. Imagine how that would feel for you and how grateful they would be to have you. I have absolutely seen this in some of my clients who've changed companies. Just don't discount it and count it out because it could be something that you could do too. I hope this gives you some ideas to consider for yourself. You are too valuable to stay where you're not appreciated. And I wish I could say that you could solve the problem wherever you are. Sometimes you can. Sometimes within your own company, you can do something different and change things. But sometimes you have to accept the fact that leaving may be the best option. Going somewhere new and having them recognize how valuable you are builds your confidence. It helps you take bigger risks and try some things that are new. Imagine what your career could look like. You couldn't see that before, but now you can see new possibilities. It won't happen overnight, but taking action every day moves you far closer to it. Believe me, I get it. I wouldn't have stayed at my company for as long as I did if I didn't feel like it was comfortable. And that change was scary, and all my friends were there, so it made it really a tough decision for me. The only way I truly knew that it was the right thing for me to do was that I listened to my intuition and I trusted myself. I didn't know anything else. I didn't know how to create a business. I hadn't really interviewed in a long time. And that first day after my job ended was surreal. No conference calls, no meetings. It felt completely foreign to me. But I started taking action. I did some interviews just to see what was out there. I started thinking about creating this business. I started thinking about new possibilities for myself. I had some grieving to do for sure, to let go of everything that I'd left behind. But I knew I had a great opportunity to explore what was out there for me and what would make me happy. I'll leave you with a quote by Steve Miraboli. You can't possibly embrace that new relationship, that new companion, that new career, that new friendship, or that new life you want while you're still holding on to the baggage of the last one. Let go and allow yourself to embrace what is waiting for you right at your feet. Now let's move into the visibility action for today. Letting go isn't easy, but what if you saw it as the best thing for you? What if you saw it as the thing that was the simplest thing for you to do in order to get what you really want? Sometimes I think we overthink things and we make it complicated. It doesn't have to be. Sometimes the easy thing is the best way to go. Holding on to playing small or hiding that value you bring isn't serving you. So what if you just take some small steps to come out of the shadows and let go of that person that needed to feel safe? And begin to show who you can really be. Take the adventure of letting go and see what happens for you. Thanks so much for joining today on the Visibility Factor podcast, and we'll catch you on the next one. Thanks so much for listening to the Visibility Factor podcast. Remember that visibility starts with small steps that are intentional and consistent each day. Be bold, be visible, be the leader you were meant to be. Find us and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you listen to podcasts. Follow us on all of our social media platforms, which are highlighted in the show notes. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Visibility Factor Podcast.